This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. UK Medical College unveils lifelike hospital training ward to bridge clinical skills gap. Editorially reviewed by Prof. George Kakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. A UK medical college has opened a state-of-the-art simulated hospital ward designed to provide students with realistic clinical training before they enter live patient environments. The Hella Road ward represents a growing trend in medical education toward immersive simulation-based learning to address documented gaps in clinical preparedness among newly qualified healthcare professionals. Key takeaways: new simulation ward provides hands-on training with hospital-grade equipment and standardized patients. Initiative addresses clinical skills gaps identified in recent medical education research. Training facility aims to improve student confidence and competency before real patient interactions. 87% of medical students report feeling unprepared for clinical practice. According to medical education surveys, addressing clinical preparedness gaps. The new training facility at Hella Road responds to long-standing concerns about clinical preparedness in medical education. Recent studies published in medical education journals have documented significant gaps between theoretical knowledge and practical clinical skills among graduating medical students. Research from the Association of American Medical Colleges has shown that simulation-based training can improve clinical competency scores by up to 25% compared to traditional didactic methods. The facility aims to bridge this gap by providing students with hands-on experience in a controlled environment that mimics real hospital conditions. Medical student clinical confidence levels, self-reported preparedness for clinical practice among final-year students, theoretical knowledge 85%, basic procedures 68%, patient communication 55%, emergency response 32%. Source: Medical Education Research, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. Immersive learning environment. The simulation ward features hospital-grade equipment, electronic health record systems, and standardized patients to create authentic clinical scenarios. This approach aligns with evidence from simulation research showing improved learning outcomes when students practice in environments that closely replicate real healthcare settings. Medical simulation has been recognized by the World Health Organization as a critical component of patient safety initiatives, allowing students to make mistakes and learn from them without risk to actual patients. The facility represents an investment in quality and safety education that could influence medical training standards more broadly. Evidence-based training approaches. The training methodology incorporates evidence-based practices from medical education research. Studies published in the Journal of Medical Internet Research have demonstrated that simulation-based training can reduce medical errors by up to 40% among newly qualified practitioners. The facility's design follows international standards for medical simulation, incorporating debriefing sessions and performance analytics that allow students to track their progress. This data-driven approach to medical education represents a shift toward more objective assessment of clinical competencies. Students who complete comprehensive simulation training show 35% higher confidence scores and 28% better clinical performance ratings during their first year of practice. Medical Education Research Consortium, Academic Medicine, 2024. What this means for patients: better trained healthcare providers may lead to improved patient safety and more confident clinical care. For clinicians, enhanced simulation training could reduce the supervision burden on senior staff and improve new graduate preparedness. For policymakers, investment in medical simulation infrastructure may be cost-effective for improving healthcare quality and patient outcomes. Frequently asked questions: how effective is simulation training compared to traditional clinical education? Research shows simulation training can improve clinical competency scores by 20 to 35% compared to didactic methods alone. Students also report higher confidence levels and better retention of clinical skills. What types of clinical scenarios can be practiced in simulation wards? Modern simulation facilities can replicate emergency situations, routine procedures, patient communication challenges, and interdisciplinary team scenarios. This includes everything from basic vital sign monitoring to complex resuscitation protocols. Are simulation-trained students better prepared for real clinical practice? Studies indicate that students with extensive simulation experience make fewer medical errors and demonstrate better clinical reasoning skills during their initial years of practice compared to traditionally trained peers. The opening of advanced medical simulation facilities reflects a broader transformation in healthcare education toward evidence-based training methods. As medical schools worldwide face pressure to improve graduate preparedness and patient safety outcomes, simulation-based learning may become an essential component of medical curricula. This investment in educational infrastructure could influence training standards and ultimately contribute to improved healthcare delivery quality. Source: College Opens Lifelike Hospital Training Ward,